With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Katie, you were talking about somebody who had been exposed to our show.
Yeah, I have one of my very best friends who has... She's very apolitical. She's never really invested time into reading into the political parties, really knowing the difference between both of them. And I think that that's probably a lot of people my age. And we were just having a couple of discussions about this year and how important it is. And she's never voted before. And since she's one of my best friends, she listens to this show. And
hi.
Hello. And after a little bit of time listening to the show and some discussions that we have in our personal life, she decided to register to vote, and she will be voting for Trump this year. And it was a very hush-hush thing that happened. She didn't want people to know, and here I am telling thousands of people, not going to say who it is. But when she told me that she was going to do this, it was like a whisper, like, by the way, you know who I'm voting for. I'm going to vote for Trump. And...
It always is.
It was just
like how people talk about Wiggins.
And I think
that's right.
What makes me happy is that she...
I'm this generation's Trump, basically.
Yes, yes. What makes me happy is that she could confide in me and that she felt like she could trust me with something like that.
Yeah.
In that same vein, though, I'm like, that's where we are. People who vote for Trump, especially people 26, 27, 28, if you say that you're going to vote for Trump, it better be a whisper, because you're going to be... attacked from all sides. And it's just crazy. It was just a crazy moment for me.
What if it wasn't a whisper? If you are a 20-something and you are listening to the show right now and you support this president and you're willing to talk to me about it, will you please message the Facebook page? I have ideas. And a limited amount of spare time, but if I have spare time, it will be filled. I just, you know, it's so maddening that it's got to be a whisper, that it's got to be a secret. I mean, Ryan, how do you feel when everybody only wants to whisper to me that they like you? Nobody's ever like, I love that Wiggins. They're like, Annie, I love your show. I listen all the time. And Wiggins isn't that bad.
Well, except for Albert.
Look,
that's
yeah.
true. But
Look,
Albert's a super
forget,
fan.
Forget about Albert for a second. I don't care. And this, you can take this to the election, too. I don't care if they whisper it, as long as they're saying it somehow. Mm. Like, if they hated me and they were whispering that to you, I wouldn't enjoy that. If they hated me and they were yelling it, I would really not like it. But as long as they like, it's fine. It's all going to be fine.
And, you know, I think that, especially with the way we inherited you, Ryan, although I did request that to be the case, we didn't inherit it.
Ooh, that's breaking news.
The wrong way. Well, I didn't want you to know.
It only took a year.
Yeah, and I might be lying. But what... I want people to know that if you were created to be a character elsewhere, I want people to know that you, like, I Ryan, you can vouch for this. When you came on the show and we had the meeting, I said, I don't want you to be a Wiggins character. I want people to listen to what you have to say and value what you have to say. And if you make people laugh along the way, or if you say funny things or do silly things, that's totally welcome. But don't come onto the show to be a stooge, because that's not why we're here. And I think that it's funny to me that how many people actually do appreciate what you have to say and what you have to contribute to the show. But it's just kind of, you know, the whereabouts of where you've been on 97.1 and on this show too, that people really do like you, and that they also don't want other people to know until they realize that other people don't want other people to know. And then it's a fun secret to be in on.
To hear that there are people who have been surprised that I have some intellectual capacity. I do know that you have been surprised by how stupid I actually am too. So it's kind of goes both ways, doesn't it?
Annie, can I read you some of these comments that we're getting right now? I don't know if you've seen them yet.
Yeah,
they're
not
on
yet.
The Facebook page.
Go for it.
Kenny, he says, I'm 27, a college professor, and unequivocally support POTUS. I don't necessarily like his demeanor, but those who actually know his policy would be pleasantly surprised at how awesome they are for all sides.
That's awesome.
We have another one. Austin says, hi, Annie. I'm 25. I'm from Illinois, and I'm going to vote for Trump, and I'm willing to talk about it with you at some point.
25.
Jake, 23.
Are these all messages to the Facebook page?
Yep, we're getting them right now.
You need to continue. Folks, if you're a millennial, I'll expand it to people who are older than 20s, but if you're a millennial, let's talk. Message the Facebook page. Go ahead, Katie.
Jake, 23, and I'm a massive fan. I'm not a massive fan of Trump, but I respect him as a president, and I'd rather have him over Biden. We have, let's see. Oh, I got a friend that just messaged the show. Danny. Hi, Danny. I listen to the show. I'm 28 years old. I'm voting for Trump. As you can tell by my profile picture, I'm very private about it. Yeah. Hi, Danny. Thank you for listening. 37, Brandon. I'm 37 years old and I'm voting for Trump. So these are all brand new messages after you just called out for people to contact us that said they're up.
Real quick, there's one from Dominic here too on not a direct message. It's just posted. It says, being a 22-year-old Trump supporter is outrageously difficult. There's no discussing politics with friends of the same age. I know better than that.
That sucks. Because Dominic, and I'm not asking you to do anything that's going to like cost you hardship in your life, because I respect that. I get that. But what if there's another Dominic out there that's just afraid to speak up? And what if there's somebody who could hear two Dominics and go, well, why do you believe that? Like, I thought you were cool. You know, like that idea of, I thought I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
How could the support of one man who is so incredibly, starkly different than the alternative? There is no crossover between what a Joe Biden presidency and a Donald Trump presidency are going to offer. There isn't. It couldn't be more different of a choice. So if you have the opportunity to expose somebody who knows you and who likes you, and to say, you know, I just think that it's important that you understand what a real Trump supporter looks like, because so much of what people think about Trump supporters is what the other side has told them. It's great marketing. They're really good at it. And they have the biggest microphones and the brightest cameras, putting people with the shiniest smiles up on television every day, defending it. It legitimately is going to be a grassroots effort to beat Joe Biden. And it was a grassroots effort to beat Hillary Clinton. And it's going to have to happen again. And you know, what I'm asking you to do, and if you're a member of the Illinois Rising Facebook page, where we focus solely and specifically on trying to revive Illinois and bring it back to some sort of common sense, you can register in Illinois online to vote. And you can register on election day to vote. I'm serious about this. Real homework. I've never assigned homework, and I'm going to assign it to myself first. And ask all of you to join me in this. Think of three people who maybe don't like politics, who are maybe turned off about all of it, who you care about enough to discuss this issue with, and just ask them if they're going to vote. And ask them if they'd be willing to listen to something that's an alternative to what they hear everywhere else, and then talk to them. I'll talk to him. Message the Facebook page. I would love to. Thank you so much for listening today. More coverage of the hearings tomorrow, which will be the last day of it. They'll wrap it up. We appreciate you being here each and every day. And the DGS is coming up next. Don't worry. So beat the
drum. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.